This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Let me share with you something from a incredible Haggadah. The name of the Haggadah is Haggadas Simchas HaRegel from the Chida Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai. Now, this Choshvet Sibur, many years ago, they got me one of my favorite sets, all the Svarim of the Chida. It's interesting that in the set of all the Svarim of the Chida, it does not come with the Haggadah Simchas HaRegel. It's the one sefer it doesn't come with. But luckily, this is one of the Svarim that my grandfather brought over from Europe. It's a tremendous sefer, the Haggadah of the Chida. So the Chida points out, Ha Lachma Anya Di. Ha Lachma Anya Di. Now, do you remember the Rashi Tevos of Ha Lachma Anya Di? Hey is 5, Lamed is 30, Ayin is 70, Dalet is 4, so we're up to 109. D?
4.
D, Achala, Avasana, Ba'ara, de Mitzrayim. Rosh Tevis, 117. Last year we were busy with the number 117. Yeah, in the past we did 86. Last year was 117. Well, the Chida now talks about the Soifei Tevis. Ha, Lachma, Anya, D. Aleph, 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 Yud. 13. Soifei Tevois, Echad. That through the Shibud Mitzrayim, we were Mekabel Hashem's divinity, His Torah, and we were Zoicha to be Mekabel Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echad, and we were Zoicha to the Madrega of Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. So it reminds me of the story. There was once a chassid who was saying the Haggadah, and he said like this. He said, Keneged arba banim divra Torah, echad chacham, echad rasha, echad. So, one pal, what are you doing? He said, my father said you have to be marach be echad. You know, supposed to. I always learned when you say echad, you have to be marach be echad. So Reb Levi.
Echad miyodeya too.
So Reb Levi Yitzchak Barditchov, you know, as was his practice, he raised up his hands to heaven. He said, look what a tremendous nation you have. The whole tachlis of the Haggadah is to be mekabel omacho shamayim, so that by the end of the Haggadah, we get up to the level where it all boils down to one, where we say, echad mi yodea, there is one God. And we say, chad gadya v'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole tachlis of the Haggadah, the whole purpose of the Haggadah, the whole purpose of recounting the miracles and all of the divine providence that we experienced was to reach the Madrega where we recognize there's one God. And this Chassid, he already reaches the Madrega even before he starts. Look what a high level he's on. He reaches the Achad even when he gets to the Dalet Banim. So when I saw this from the Chida, said, This Dvar Torah, it gets you there even before the Dalet Banim, right? Ha Lachma Anya Di Achalu Avasanu is Soifei Tevois, Aleph, 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 Yud, the Madrega of Echad. But it's good to bear in mind that with all of the stories and all of the Haggadah and recounting all the miracles, the Tachlis HaYitziyah is Tavdona Solikim Al Harazes, Vi Makabel Oil Malchus Shamayim, that we should accept our avdus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, it's very interesting. There are only two mitzvahs asay in the Torah that if you're mevatel the mitzvahs asay, you're chayiv kares. What are they? Karban Pesach and Mila. Why are these mitzvahs asay so severe? You know, typically if you don't wear tefillin, there's no punishment. If someone doesn't wear sin the sukkah, there's no einshim. Why Mila and Pesach is the Einir Sochamar? The Bnei Yisoschar writes that as we're going out of Mitzrayim, we're being freed, we're going into Cheras. But the truth is we weren't really being freed, we were being transitioned from being Avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from being Avodim to Paroi, to be Avdei Hashem. There was no freedom. The thing is, it's interesting, if you have an Eved who's owned by a guy, Eved Kanani, and you want to purchase him, So what do? You buy the Eved, and you're toivel him. And by being toivel him, he becomes a real Eved Kanani of a Jew, and he's chayiv in mitzvahs like Anisha. That's how you sort of acquire the Eved Kanani. But what if the Eved Kanani is smart? The Eved Kanani is smart, he says, I'm not being toivel in the mikvah l'shem avdus, I'm going to be toivel in the mikvah l'shem chayrus, to go free. So how does the owner counteract that? The Gemara says, he puts like a board on the head of the Eved Kanani, so that in the mikvah, he's exercising authority over the Eved Kanani, so he's not toivel to go free, he's toivel to be his Eved. He has to be toivel l'shem avdus, and not l'shem chayrus. Says the B'nai Yisrael, when God is freeing us the night of Pesach, what's Hashem's kavana? To betoivel us, to get us out, l'shem avdus, that we should be His Eved. But what if the Yidden became Ibra Chachomim, and they said, oh, you're freeing us? We ain't going out now. We used to be the Avodim of Paroi. Now we're going to get up 6 o'clock in the morning to go to Shachris, and to Davin, and to learn, and to do all the mitzvahs. We don't want to go out to be Avodei Hashem. We want to go out, l'shem chayrus. So what Hashem has to do is, like the Adoin, he has to exercise his authority over him in the tefillah process. That's why the night of Pesach, Hashem gave us two mitzvahs, Dam Pesach and Dam Milah, to be able to indicate, you guys ain't going out l'shem chayrus. You're going out l'shem avdos. That's why if somebody breaks these two mitzvahs, it's very severe. Because if you don't keep these two mitzvahs, you're not forced, and you're not responsible to keep the whole Torah. The chains on a Jew that make us responsible and liable to keep the Torah are Pesach and Milah. That's why these two mitzvahs carry with it such a severe penalty, because the violation of it sort of washes away the whole Torah. So that's what the Seder boils down to. The Seder boils down that we reach the end of the Seder and we're able to recognize Echad miyodeya v'asa kadosh baruch hu. Some people, they reach that madrego and they say Echad chacham. And the point is that from the very onset, as soon as you say halach ma'anya, sefei teva is echad, we try to go into the Haggadah with that type of perspective. We should talk about zoicha to azman chirusenu, to take upon ourselves kabbalas haTorah be'ahava.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.